Speak English fluently. Collocations number 4. We'll consider 5 common collocations. Get the impression, catch a glimpse, say a few words, keep the change, break the ice. Let's take the first one. Get the impression. It means a feeling or opinion you get about someone or something. First example. Her husband stopped mid-sentence and said, "I get the impression you're not very interested." Next, Kato. When we saw Denise yesterday, I didn't think she looked very happy in her new job. Emily. Oh, I never got that impression. Next, catch a glimpse, which means to see something for a very brief time. Example, as we were standing on the riverbank, we were able to catch a glimpse of a kingfisher before it flew away. Next, as we were coming into land, we caught a glimpse of the River Thames. Now, say a few words means to make a short speech or statement. Example, when the bride's mother stood up to say a few words, no one realized she could be so funny. Next, Linda said, "Before we start the meeting, I would just like to say a few words to thank everyone for their support during my recent illness." Now, keep the change. If an item costs €19.50 and you give a €20 note, you're telling the seller to keep the 50 cents. Change equals coins. Here's an example. As the passenger paid the fare and got out the taxi, he shouted, "Keep the change." Next, as the customer handed over a 20 note for her 1995 purchase, she said with a smile, "Keep the change." Next, break the ice. It means to say or do something to start a conversation, usually with a stranger. Example, when sitting next to a stranger, people often break the ice by talking about the weather. Next, sensing that the atmosphere in the room was a little tense, the manager decided to break the ice by telling a funny personal story. Now again, the 5 collocations are: get the impression, meaning a feeling or opinion you get about someone or something; catch a glimpse, to see something for a very brief time; say a few words, to make a short speech or statement; keep the change, change basically means coins; and break the ice, to say or do something to start a conversation, usually with a stranger. So let's repeat these collocations now and commit them to memory. Here we go. As the passenger paid the fare and got out the taxi, he shouted, "Blank the change?" Answer, "Keep the change." Sensing that the atmosphere in the room was a little tense, the manager decided to blank the ice by telling a funny personal story. Answer, break the ice. Kato, when we saw Denise yesterday, I didn't think she looked very happy in her new job. Emily, oh, I never blank that impression. Answer, got that impression. As we were standing on the riverbank, we were able to blank a glimpse of a kingfisher before it flew away. Answer, catch a glimpse. Her husband stopped mid-sentence and said, "I blank the impression you're not very interested." Answer, get the impression. When the bride's mother stood up to blank a few words, no one realized she could be so funny. Answer, say a few words. As the customer handed over a €20 note for her 1995 purchase, she said with a smile, "Blank the change." Answer, keep the change. When sitting next to a stranger, people often blank the ice by talking about the weather. Answer, break the ice. As we were coming into land, we blank a glimpse of the River Thames. Answer, caught a glimpse. Linda said, "Before we start the meeting, I would just like to blank a few words to thank everyone for their support during my recent illness." Answer, say a few words. If you're still not quite sure on some of these collocations, then go for repeat 2. And in this repetition, we're only going to repeat the words in red, and we're going to go as fast as you can. Let's start. Blank a glimpse. Answer, caught a glimpse. Blank the change. Answer, keep the change. Blank the ice. Break the ice. Blank that impression. Got that impression. Blank the change. Keep the change. Blank a glimpse. Catch a glimpse. Blank a few words. Say a few words. Blank the impression. Get the impression. Blank a few words. Say a few words. Blank the ice. Break the ice. Well, this is the end of collocations number 4. Here are 3 action steps you can take. Did this video help you? Hit like now and or leave a comment. Next, do you want to continually improve your English? Then hit the subscribe button now, click the bell icon, then click all so you don't miss a single video. And 3, enroll in my free English vocabulary builder course at Udemy. Just go to goodenglish.online.